Let's pray. Lord God, we just come to you. God, we thank you that you are our healer, Lord God. And Lord, that you have a calling and a destiny for those people. So we just plead your blood over them right now. Lord, your healing over them, your protection over them right now. Lord, and what that we just come against the enemy that tries to steal, kill, and destroy right now. And we just speak life and healing over them right now. We speak peace to their families. In Jesus' name, amen. Now let me pray for myself now, because this is, Lord God, Lord, I ask that you would be able to say the words that you would have me to say, Lord God, Lord, that I would be able to speak the things that you've put on my heart, Lord God, and Lord, that we just ask that it would be a revelation to everyone here like it has been to me. And Lord God, and for those that have this already, Lord God, Lord, we just declare this over our church right now, Lord, that we stand in the gap for them. And God, we just let your words come out of my mouth, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. The worship team did a fast, and we were supposed to fast our time, and we were supposed to spend time with God during that. And it was kind of different than any other fast that I've ever had, because I knew what I was supposed to do. I was supposed to spend time with God, and it wasn't necessarily like how we would think we would. I felt that I was supposed to spend time with God not doing nothing. I was just supposed to sit there and be quiet, not to just, which I'm not saying that's for you. At the beginning, when I first got saved, I would worship, and it was incredible. When I would read my word, and I was so passionate about it, and so during this fast, I felt I was supposed to just spend time and just listen, and to hear his, just to spend time with him, like the revelation that Pastor Steve got about Joshua, and how Joshua stayed in the tent when Moses left, and there was a connection with God, and he got something out of that. And so I was trying to do that. I was trying to stay in the tent during this fast. And every time I read the word, it was like, it was about how God was just, and about raw, and he was the lion, and I read Revelation, and the plagues, and all these different things. And I'm like, God, I don't understand. This is the weirdest time. But I believed it was timely. I talked with Pastor Steve about it. He said he was getting similar things. And so that Sunday after the fast, we sat down together and we're talking as a worship team. And I mentioned about, you know, God is the lion and the lamb, that he is a God of justice. And there is, it says he repays of the vengeance. So he says he's a jealous God. And in the Old Testament, the ground opened up and swallowed people, and it was an intense, God is intense, and he's not this fuzzy, chubby angel with that we make him, you know what I mean? He was rough and tough, but anyways, that's kind of a sidetrack, but in that time period, I don't feel that I got to do what I needed to do in that time period, that spending time with God. And it was funny because my mom mentioned some stuff about something, and I started thinking about my relationship with God, kind of like me and my wife. Now, I know what I can do with my wife and what I can say with my wife that won't make her mad. But I know where I can go to before I need to stop here, or else there's going to be a fight. But I believe that it's taken a long time. I'm not very smart sometimes. But I started thinking about, you know, I'm not looking at God. I'm looking at the same mentality. Where can I go and have it be okay? What line can I go to, and just so God's not going to be mad, but I don't want to do. I want to push the barrel, push it completely to the edge, and I started. I got really convicted about that, and then I really got convicted. I'm like, God, I don't have that fire. I don't have that. And during that quiet time, I felt I wasn't supposed to do anything. I was just supposed to sit there and listen. And I would sit there and I would sit there and I wouldn't hear nothing. I wouldn't hear nothing. And I sat there and I sat there and I got bored and I had a bad attitude. And yesterday, I was driving my truck. I was getting firewood. And I turned the radio off. I didn't worship. I just sat there and I'm listening. And I said, kind of like David did. I said, God, why are you so far away? Why are you so far away from me? And I was like, God, I was crying out. I'm like, God, I don't understand this. And then during my fast, I kept thinking and hearing in my head, it's in Jeremiah 29:13. It says, you will seek me and you will find me when you seek me with your whole heart. And I kept God. I'm like, God, I'm seeking you. I'm seeking you. And why am I not finding you? And I kept saying that. And then really loud I heard, you're not doing it with your whole heart. And I'm like, oh. Which is why I started thinking about that. I'm like, it was so loud. I'm like, it happened. It hasn't. I've been like with my wife, with God. It's not been a wholehearted. If you're wholeheartedly seeking after God, then you don't want to run to the edge and see where you can go just so that you can tinker, just go on the line and just so that you don't get blasted and just so you don't get God's judgment. And God's a forgiving God and he loves you. But I was missing the whole idea of with your whole heart. I started thinking about, you know, when you are seeking God with your whole heart, your priorities are different. Your priorities are different. Your outlook on life is different. Because if you're wholeheartedly seeking God, I'm not saying that you don't fall, but there's a difference between when you wholeheartedly seek God and an issue comes up in your life between a friend. Now you know that you got to do what's right and you got to forgive the person and you have to do this and this and this and you do it because you have to do it, but not because you love God so much and you know that he loved you so much that he died on the cross, that you do it wholeheartedly. Now when your kids are getting are doing things that it's very easy to irritate you and you get angry over and over again. And I started thinking, I'm like, God started showing me, it's because you're not seeking me with your whole heart. The Bible says whatever goes in comes back out. So if you're letting that be in there, that not wholeheartedly seeking after him, you know, that's going to come out. So, I'm sorry. So I've had this revelation now of wholeheartedly seeking and how it when we wholeheartedly seek him, our whole outlook on life is different. And I'm praying someday that whenever I stand before and I have a revelation, it's because I got it. And I'm walking it. And I'm not yet. But I felt yesterday I was supposed to share this and I wasn't quite sure, and Pastor Steve, I talked to Pastor Steve today, and he's like, you know what, that's really good. Would you share that? I'm like, well, I guess I was supposed to. But I just, and maybe you are on fire. Maybe there is something that you still cannot contain yourself, and you wake up every morning, and you wholeheartedly just can't wait to read your Bible and to just dig in. And right now, I'm not there. And I just, you know, I'm repentant, but I have noticed the instant that I took that revelation, and I spent time with God, it was like instantly I was in the presence. I sat there for, I wasted hours and hours just sitting there on the couch, my eyes closed, my head bowed, trying to concentrate on God, but I was only doing it half-hearted. I just, if we can get a grasp on that revelation of what wholeheartedly is, that I don't know. I'm sorry. I had a plan on closing this better than I really did, but let's pray. Lord God, Lord, maybe it's just a small area, or maybe it's a bigger area, but God, we just call it, it's sin. You know, in Revelation it says, if you are lukewarm, I will throw you up. God, we don't want that. God, we ask that you would, we ask for your fire again, God. Lord, that desire again for you would grow more and more and more, that our love wouldn't grow cold, Lord God. Lord, that you would again ignite that fire, Lord God. I ask you would in me, God, Lord, you would give us revelation, Lord God. Lord, you would revive us once again. Lord, you would wake us up. God, that we would see things the way you see things and love the things that you love and hate the things that you hate, Lord God. Lord, in those areas that aren't right, God, we call them sin. God, where our hearts aren't wholeheartedly seeking after you, God. Lord, that we still want what the world has to offer, Lord God. Lord, we just repent of that, Lord God. Lord, we ask that you would fill us right now with the truth, Lord. The truth that those things just steal, kill, and destroy. That they don't bring true happiness. In Jesus' name, amen. God, we just ask for an infilling of you. Don't let my love go cold. I'm calling now. Light the fire again. Don't let my vision die. I'm calling now, light the fire again. Verse 1. Don't let my love grow cold. I'm calling now, light the fire again. Don't let my vision die. I'm calling now, light the fire again. I am here to buy gold, refined in the fire. Naked and poor, wretched and blind, I come, clothe me in white. So I won't be ashamed. Lord, light the fire again. You know my heart, my deeds. I'm calling now. Light the fire again. I need your discipline. I'm calling out, light the fire again. Here, am here to buy gold, refined in the fire. Naked and poor, wretched and blind, I come, clothed in white. So I won't be ashamed. Lord, light the fire again.
my gold refined in the fire. Naked and poor, wretched and blind, I come to clothe thee in white. So I won't be ashamed, Lord, light the fire.
Can you turn the monitor down? That's better. Thank you. Seek me in your courts, past the outer gates. I want to know you more. I draw me to you. You have my heart as I gaze on your glory. I delight. Fix my eyes on the one who is the great I am. I delight in you, Jesus. I delight in you. I delight. Rejoice in the Lord, for He is my delight. I delight in you, Jesus. I delight in you. I delight. I delight in you. I delight in you, my Lord and my God.
Passionate pursuit, I will not stop chasing after.
after you. Part of me surrender to you, and I'm not afraid to run after you, to run with all my. It's a relentless pursuit, relentless pursuit. I will not stop chasing after you. It's a relentless pursuit, a passionate pursuit. I will not stop chasing after you. Thank you. no place I would rather be. No place I would rather be. No place I would rather be than here in your love, here in your love. No place I would rather be. No place I would rather be. No place I would rather be than here in your love, here in your love. No place I would rather be. No place I would rather be. No place I would rather be than here in your love, here in your love. No place I would rather be. No place I would rather be. No place I would rather be than here in your love, here in your love. So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. Cause I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control.
Well, during the first, I don't know when it was, but anyway, during worship, I got a word that I think, I wasn't sure if it's just for me, from God, from my own self, but I felt like I would share it with everybody, so. And it's, I haven't done this in a while. I'm kind of rusty, but I'm just going to share it, what I felt like God was speaking to my heart, and if it, I'm sure it'll bless, so it's his word, and it doesn't come back void, so I'll just agree that it's going to be good. But, and honestly, it kind of is almost like a response sort of to what Jason spoke about, you know, being wholehearted and seeking him. It's kind of how I feel like God probably is speaking, at least to me, in this response to this message tonight. So I felt like, okay, I'll just read it. Come on up. I'm calling you to come closer. Don't be afraid. As you come closer, those things will fall off. And when I wrote that, I thought, what things? But I think I knew my own things. So I'm thinking other people probably would know their own things if I shared it. So your things are going to fall off as you get closer to God. And that makes some sense, I think. But anyway, the things will fall off. Come, come, come. Let go and come. That was the word. It's pretty simple, but I think that mostly it was, God spoke to me anyway, that it's us that has to do the action of that. We sang the song, The Relentless Pursuit, and when I sang it before and heard it before, I always thought, oh, that's so cool. Like, I kind of turned it around, was like, God's chasing after me, and kind of like, instead of me singing it, although I was singing it to him, I kind of took it and heard it and thought, oh, that's so neat that, you know, you can turn that around and be like, God's singing this to me and he's chasing after me. But God doesn't chase me, really. I mean, yeah, he doesn't let us go, but he's always there, same place. He doesn't move. He's God. He's there. And we're the ones who move away from him because, you know what I mean? So I feel like God's calling out to all of us, but I know for me, to come closer. You know, I just felt like it's really neat because that's kind of what Steve's been saying for how long. Commit to know God better, and that's really what it is. It's just get closer to him. And today I thought was really, really good and really spoke to me the heart, wholehearted, because it's so easy to do half-hearted, do things half-hearted, let alone worship and serve God, but it's easy to do just because you have to spread yourself out a lot of times, you know? And yeah, yes, especially moms. The guys do too, dads do too. But especially that one back there, very much a multitasker. But just making that priority, especially in this new season, in this new year, I mean, that's what God's calling to the new hope, to the church. And also to his people in general, just to step out and really seek him with all of your heart. So I'm just really thankful for that. And I don't know what it's going to look like, but I'm going to try to do that too. Get closer, because I feel like that's what he's telling me to. So anyway, again, just, I don't know. I'm just thankful for everyone here, and more people are coming Wednesdays, which is exciting. And God's got some really cool, neat words that he's sharing and giving to everybody. So if you got something on your heart to share, please feel free to come to Steve or I or prophetic team or whoever and do that, because he wants to use each one of us in all these ways. So it's really exciting. But if anyone else has something,